Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf, which is Psachim Yud Ches. We're actually towards the bottom of Yizayin and Beis, six lines from the bottom, beginning with the words Iboya Lehu. So, in the midst of a discussion regarding the Tumah pertaining to liquids, Tumas Mashkin, we have three Shittos. Rebbe holds that Min HaTorah, Mashkin only Tamei on their own, they are Mekabel Tumah. So they themselves, La'atzman, are Tamei Min HaTorah, however, they can't transmit to others. That's only the Rabbanan. Rebbe Yitzchak Shimon hold, just as they are Mekabel Tumah for themselves, they can transmit Tumah to other foods, but not to another Kli. Whereas Rebbe Yehuda says, not only can the Mashka become Tamei on its own, it can receive, but it can also transmit, not only to foods, but also to Kelim. And that's why Rebbe Yehuda said in the Braisa, La Koila Tamei. Whenever we have a suffix involving Tumas Mashkin, whether with respect to their own Tumah, or with respect to transmitting Tumah to others, even to Kelim, if you have a suffix, that's a suffix Min HaTorah, and you need to go to Chumra. However, the Gemara told us that Rabbi Yehuda apparently was chayzer boy. He changed his mind, he backtracked from that element that the mashkin can be metame kelim as well. No, we have a riot that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind and he no longer maintains that position. So when a Torah mashkin cannot be metame kelim. Says the Gemara, six lines from the bottom, Iboilu, the Bnei Yeshiva asked the following shayla. To what extent was Rabbi Yehuda chayzer mikelim? Was it only from the Kalim aspect that Rabbi Yehuda reverted? He no longer holds that a mashke can be metame a kli min HaTorah, but when it comes to be metame oichlin, certainly it can. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, severely, he holds like the shita of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, that min HaTorah, mashkin can be metame foodstuffs. That's one side of the coin. Oidimo, perhaps, legamri hadabek to Rabbi Meir. He completely reverted. He was chayzer from the whole concept. He no longer holds that Min HaTorah Mashkin can be Matami anything. He knows the pasuk differently. He knows, like Rav Meir, that Mashkin can receive Tumah but cannot transmit. So which way is it? Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak Toshma, I'll bring you a riot from the following Mishnah, where it appears that Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer entirely from the concept of Mashkin being Matami even Eichel. Parash Shasasam Echatas. You have a cow that drank the water of the chatas, the water of the para aduma, and then you shechted the cow, psara tummy, the flesh is tummy. Why? It says Rashi, two lines from the bottom, para shal zevach, or shal chulin, whether it was a carbon or a non-carbon, sheshasa mechatas, and then vishachtua boidam b'me'eha, and they shechted the para while the water was presumed to still be in its belly. There's a girsa which says on the Gemara, that it's only me'es le'es. So it's tummy me'es le'es, because up until that point, we consider the paraduma water still to be somewhat intact. So since the paraduma water is there, psara tummy, she mekabelos tumah mehen, because the bosh is mekabel tumah from the paraduma water. Why? To mechatas metamen, because this water is metame afilo de mekelim. It has a very severe form of tumah. Very powerful. It's an Ava Tumah, can be Tameh Adam and Kalim. K'tichsiv anegev me'anida. So this was the paradox that Shlomi HaMelech referred to. He says the Efer Paraduma can be Metair Tameh, and then on the other hand we say it makes a person Tameh if he handles it unnecessarily. He picks it up, he touches it. So here the Efer, the water of the Paraduma in this animal is Metameh its Basa. Continues the Gemara. So that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however, batel b'me'el. He maintains that the water of the paraduma becomes nullified, negated in the belly of the para, and is no longer metame. So not only is it not considered a ava tuma, a more stringent, powerful form of tuma, but it doesn't even have a simple form of tuma like a rishon tuma. It's completely tar. Says the Gemara. One second. You're right. It's no longer paraduma water, it's not suitable for hazo, you can't use it. Farshim explained it lost its color. Taisa says, you must see echdas from it, you didn't do the proper shmir on it, so you can't use it any longer. So perhaps it doesn't have the status of a paraduma water. and doesn't contain that a higher level of tumah, our tumah can be matame, a person or a kli. But why doesn't it have a lighter form of tumah, like a rishon l'tumah? So it's not considered an ava tumah, but it should be like mashkin tmein. Rashi explains the water touched itself, so it itself was in contact with itself when it was an ava tumah. And when you touch an ava tumah, you become a rishon. So Rashi learns that it's like it was negeya in itself. So since it originally was an ava tumah, so although it was downgraded, it's no longer functioning as the paraduma water, but it should at least have a din of a rishon l'tumah, like a simple tumas mashkin. So if you suppose that Rabbi Yehuda only was chayzer from the din that the mashkin have ability to metame kelim, from that he was chayzer. So he no longer holds that as a fact. Ava ba'oichlin, when it comes to mashkin being metame oichlin, he would hold Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Svirli, he holds like them, that mashkin can still be metame oichlin, minat Torah. If that's the case, amai batel b'mei ehol legamri. Why should we say that this paraduma water is completely batel in the innards of the para, and is no longer metame the basar? Nehi de tumah chamura lo metamu. Certainly we understand that it no longer contains the higher level of tumah, the more stringent form of tumah. The ava tumah applied to the eva paraduma, which is suitable for zrika, for azah, that doesn't apply here. However, a lower form of tumah, it should still have minat Torah. Tumah kala mia netamu. Why doesn't it still hold on to the tumah kala? So why is it really to say that the water of the paraduma and the para and the animal here is no longer metame? The basar is completely tar. Fine, it's not your typical paraduma water. It's not roi lazo. It's not an avatuma. But let it at least have a din of a rishon l'tuma, a lower form of tuma, be metame the basar. So evidently, Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer even from that. He holds that mashkin cannot be metame anything that atur. Now Rashi points out, although midrabbanan it can, but in this case, since it's a milsa de l'shchicha, it's not a common occurrence to have the water sitting in the par's belly, so it's a milsa de l'shchicha, and Chacham did not apply any gzeira, any tumah here. But that's only if it's the rabbanan. And that proves that in Torah, there is no tumah. So we have a right, the Rebbe was chayzer not only from the ability of mashkin to metame kelim, but also he agrees with Rameyer that mashkin no longer has the ability to metame even oichlin. Says more, not so fast. My batel b'me'eho nami. You know what Rebbe meant when he said that the water is batel b'me'eho? Batel metumah chamura. He only meant that it's lost its most stringent form of tumah, because it's no longer royal hazor. It's not an avatumah. Avatumah kala metamu. But it still could be metame a less severe form of tumah. A rishon l'tumah is still considered. So indeed, Rabbi Yehuda still holds that mashkin could be metame min haTorah. He simply meant that it's not an avatumah, but it's a rishon l'tumah. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Tanakama begins by saying, well, the basar is tummy, which implies that only the basar is tummy, but let's say a person or a kli touches this water, it doesn't transmit tumah, because this water in the parah is no longer an avatum. Then Yehuda proceeds and says, well, batel b'me'eha. The true status of the paraduma water has been lost, negated. And it's only a simple mashkin, which is originally tumah. Aren't they saying both the same exact thing? Says the Gemara, Mechlal da Tanakama Sovar. So, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it has a light form of Tumah. Apparently, Tanakama, who says Psara Tameh, is disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. He holds Tumah Chamura Nami Matamu, that the water of the Paraduma can transmit a more powerful form of Tumah, like an Abba Tumah, and even Matami, a person or a Kli. Psara Tameh Tani. The Brisa says, the Basar is Tameh, through its contact with the water of the Paraduma. Apparently, Adam or a kli which touches the water will not become tummy because it's no longer an avatuma. So Tanakama maintains that it's only a rishon. And likewise, Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's only a Rishon. So where's the Machlokes? Says the Gemara, you're right. Kula Rabbi Yehuda, the entire Mishnah, reflects Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. He's the man of Omar. Bechasur Mechsra Vachitani. We meant to learn the Mishnah as though it's missing some words, and this is how you're going to learn it. The Mishnah begins, Para Sheshasas HaMeichatas. Para drank the Meichatas. Psara Tamei, its flesh is Tamei. Bamed Vamamurim. Tuma Kala. When is it said, what Tuma is applied? Only a lenient form of Tuma. Rishon LaTuma. Ava Tuma Chamura Loi. But certainly not the Tuma Chamura. Why? Why isn't it an Ava Tuma? Sher Bidoimer explains. Batu B'Meyel. Because it's bottle in the innards of the para. It's no longer suitable for Zrika, for Azor. And therefore it doesn't have the status of your typical para duma water, which is Navatuma. It's only Rishon LaTuma. That's one approach. The entire mission is Rav Yehuda. And indeed, Mashkin can be Matami Minat Torah. Over here it just lost its para duma status, but it's still Mashkin Tmein and is Matami. Like a Rishon LaTuma, the Matami de Basa. Rav Ashi Amar, Lo'ilam Batlu B'me'eho Legamri. He says that when Rav Yehuda says it's batl, he means literally it's completely nullified. It's no longer reckoned with. Why? Because it's spoiled liquids. It's no longer drinkable. It's not suitable for shtia. Rashi brings a Teres Kahanim that in the case of Mashka Surah, spoiled liquids, there's no tumah at all. Okay, so we attempted to have bring a raya from this Mishnah. With regards to Shitas of Yehuda, perhaps we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda completely freed the Mashkin from the concept of transmitting Tumah to others. The Gemara responded twofold. Firstly, perhaps the entire mission is Rabbi Yehuda, and he's simply saying that, yeah, it could still be Matame, but doesn't have the stringent form of Tumah like the Ava Tumah of a Paraduma water. According to Rav Ashi's approach, it's completely free of Tumah because it's an edible, it's undrinkable. It's Mashka Surah. So this case is unique. And we don't regard it as Mashkin, and it doesn't have Tumah whatsoever. Now, apparently the Tanakhama disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's completely batel and tar. So what does the Tanakhama hold? If it's inedible, you can't drink it. It's Mashka Surah. Why is it Matami? So the Maram Chalav explains because the Tanakhama holds this concept of Mashka Surah being tar doesn't apply in this case where we're dealing with something that contained a Tumah Chamura, an Avatuma. It only applies to your typical Mashkin, which has a lenient form of Tumah, Rishon LaTumah, but something which contained a more severe, more powerful form of Tumah. The Paraduma water, which was an Avatuma, in that case, even if it's Mashka Surah, he holds that it's not exempt from Tumah and it could still be Matami the Basa. So that's the point of Machlaik the Tintana Kama and reviewed it. Continues the Gemara. We have another shita regarding the status of Mashkin Tmein. Rabbi Yosef Shimon Oimrim, L'Oichlin Tmein, L'Kelim Toirim. So when we have water and there's a suffix with regards to its status, with regards to its being with Tami others, we don't know whether it touched something or not. So if it involves food, then they're Tami because Rabbi Yosef Shimon hold that Minat Toirim. Mashkin has the ability to metami food, so when there's a suffix, you go to chumra. However, lekelim toirim, when there's a suffix involving whether or not the mashkin touched kelim and metami the kelim, then we say it's toir because minat toirah mashkin does not have the ability to metami kelim. So in short, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon hold that mashkin can be metami oichlan minat toir. Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Shlokish. Rabbi Yosi holds that Mashkin can be metame oichlan minat Torah b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Amra. He was following the shita of his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, the Dorish. Yitma, yitame. Rabbi Akiva says that when the Pasuk uses the term yitma, why yitma? Why doesn't it just say tame? We meant to read it as though it says yitame, which teaches us that it can transmit tuma to other things. So likewise over here by Mashkin, where the Pasuk uses the term yitma, the Pasuk says that the Mashkin, Asher Yishasa B'chol Kli Yitma, Yitma is meant to be read as though it says Yitame, and the Mashkin can transmit Tumah to others. Where do we find Rabbi Akiva applies this Rasha, this Nan, Boi Bayoim, on that very day that Rabbi Lezer ben Azari was appointed the Nasi, Darish Rabbi Akiva taught as follows, B'chol Kli Cheres Asher Yipo Mehem. any klicheres, where a sheretz enters its airspace. So now the kli cheres becomes tame, the sheres is a avatuma, the cheres is a, the kli is a rishon l'tuma, and now, when something falls into there, a piece of food falls into the airspace of the kli cheres, the pasuk says, yitma. So that food becomes tame. Eino emer tame, the pasuk doesn't say it's just tame, which would indicate that the bread that falls into the airspace of the kli cheres becomes tame. Ela yitma, extra yud, yitma. What does that teach us? Yitame achirim, that it can impart tuma to others as well. So what does that teach us? Limeid al kikar sheni. If we have a loaf of bread which became a sheni l'tuma by entering the airspace of a klicheres, which is a rishon l'tuma. So now when you touch a rishon, or you're in the airspace of a klicheres, which is a rishon, you will become a sheni. So that kikar sheni can go ahead and transmit to others. She'oise shlishi b'chulin, can transfer tumah and make a shlishi, even when it's not tumah or kachim. Let's see Rashi. So off to the right, about three lines down, right in the middle of the Rashi, the two dots, Rabbi Yosi. Who is Rabbi Yosi? So Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Haya. He was a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Kedesanya b'yivamayis v'yivimta. The Gemara says, after the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva passed away, the world was desolate from Torah. At Shabbat, Rabbi Akiva Eitzel, Rabbi Seinu Shabbadarim, until Rabbi Akiva came to the Rabbi Seinu in the south, Vishon Alhem, and taught him Torah. Who are those, Rabbi Seinu? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezer, and Shimon. So Rabbi Yosi was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yosi's opinion is in line with his Rabbi's opinion. The Dorish Yitma, the Chsiv Gabi Oichlan Tmein. The word yitma, which is stated with regards to oichlan tmeim, he says, we want to read it, yitame, to indicate that the oichel can transfer tumah to others. So that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. He's speaking about oichlan. And Rabbi Yosi applied the same concept to us, to liquids. V'yu anami, Rabbi Yosi himself also, darish, yitma, dechsev gami mashkin, tmeim, yitame. The word yitma, which is said in reference to Mashkin Tmein, is meant to be read as though it would say Yitame, so Mashkin Tmein can transmit Tumah to others. So when did that happen? When was the Rekivas Drasha? Boy Beyoim, on that day, Beyoim, Sheminu, so Blazim Nazar and Nasius, when they appointed Blazim Nazar to become a Nasi. And the Pasuk, which Rekivas Darshaning is Asher Yipo Mehem Al Toich, explains Rashi, V'tanya Bakol Sheikhtin, the Gemara explains, even if the sherets didn't actually come into contact with the kli cheres, it was just suspended in the airspace, havali kli rishon, the kli becomes a rishon. So that now we have the kli which is a rishon. Uksiv, and then it says kol asher b'soicha yitma machas hakli. Anything that enters the airspace of that kli cheres, a loaf of bread, will become tummy on account of the kli. Havali eichla sheni. So now the kli was a rishon, right? The sherets was a av, transmitted tuma to the kli, which is the rishon, and now in turn the kli transmits tuma to the kikar, this loaf which is suspended in its airspace, making that a sheni. The pasuk doesn't merely say it's tummy, ela yitma, to teach us idrash lidroish be yitame. So that teaches us that the kikar, which is a sheni, can transmit tuma to others, can make a shlishi l'tuma. And that formula will be applied when it comes to mashkin as well. The word yitma indicates yitame. Let's go back to the Gemara. V'hocha hechi darish. Okay, so we head back to Mashkin, where Rabbi Yosi says that the Mashkin can be metame and oichel. How is he going to apply this concept that the oichel can be metame, Mashkin can be metame and oichel? But as the Gemara explained, it can't be metame. Something which is similar to it can't be metame another Mashkin, nor can it be metame a kli. So how does he arrive at that conclusion? Explains the Gemara. V'hocha echi darish. How is he going to apply the drasha here? The pasuk says, v'chol mashke asher yeshasa b'chol kli yitma. So any mashke which is going to be drunk in a kli is yitma. Why does it say yitma rather than just simply tame? Apparently it's coming to indicate yitame, that the mashke can transmit tuma to others. L'tame tumas oichlin, that it can go ahead and create tumas oichlin. When it touches another food, It is metame that food. Says the Gemara. Okay, so you're maintaining that the pasuk is teaching us that the mashkin can be metame oichlin, but not mashkin. If it touches another liquid, it's not tame. It has to be dissimilar. How do you know? Oyeno, perhaps. Oyeno elatame tumas mashkin. That if the mashkin will touch even mashkin, it can be metame. How do you know to limit it to oichlin? Says the Gemara. Amris. You must say that. No, it wasn't so. You can't say that. My loy kachaya. What do you mean to say it can't be? Amar Papa, you know why? Loy matzinu tuma shoise kayotzeba. We don't find that something can be metame another item which is of the same ilk, which is similar to it. More later we'll learn from a pasuk from Hu Tame. We have this in Daf Yudalet. That one oichel can be metame another oichel. Has to be some discrepancy, something different. Not to transfer the tumah, but if it's too similar, too alike, it won't transfer tumah. So just as the oichel can be metame an oichel, here as well the mashkin can't be metame another mashkin. So apparently, when the pasuk is telling us that the mashkin is yitma, which indicates yitame achir, it means in reference to be metame oichel, which is dissimilar to mashkin. That's Rav Papa's approach. Ravina Amar Migufe de Kronami. If you take a look at the actual pasuk itself, from there as well you can derive and conclude that the mashke won't be matame mashke. Migufe de Kronami lo matzis amris. You won't be able to say that Yitma is coming to teach us letame tumas mashke. That the mashke can matame another mashke. Why? Because this pasuk actually has two parts. The pasuk begins by describing tuma of oichel, and then proceeds to the tuma of mashke. So the pasuk is as follows: Mikol ha'oichel asher yo'achel asher yovel of mayim yitma. So first, the pasuk is describing food which is tame with the word yitma, and then concludes v'chol mashke asher shasam v'chol kli yitma. So the second part of the pasuk is describing mashke which is tame, and there again the pasuk uses the word yitma. Says Ravina, we know that oichel can't be metame oichel. We just concluded that, right? So oichel can only be metame mashke. If that's the case, says Ravina, why does the pasuk have to use the word yitma twice? One by oichel, the beginning of the pasuk, and one by mashke, the end of the pasuk. If you're going to tell me that mashke can be metame mashke, so it's like the oichel that's going to be metame mashke. So just use one word, yitma, say it once, to include oichel and mashke, that they're both going to be metame mashke. Why did the Torah split the two things? It says the word yitma once by oichel, because oichel is going to be metame mashke, and then again the word yitma by mashke. Why the repetition? Doesn't that indicate that it's a different type of tumah? That oichel can be metame mashke? That's indicated in the first yitma. Yitma yitame. And mashke cannot be matame mashke. That's why you need a separate yitma. Because he doesn't have the same ability as oichel. He could only be matame oichel. It's a different type of halacha. That's why Torah repeats it twice. Let's see inside. Ravina amar migufe de koranami, even from the pasuk itself, leimatzis amris, you can't conclude, you can't speculate. Yitma means letame tumas mashke. That liquid can transmit tumah to other liquids. You know why? Yisalka daitach yitma. The safe. Because if the Yitma in the second part of the pasuk by mashkin is coming to teach us letame tumas mashkin, that mashkin can be metame other mashkin. Yitma the reisha nami, but keep in mind that the yitma in the beginning of the pasuk by food is also letame tumas mashkin, because food can't be metame food; it can only be metame mashkin. If that's the case, then why the repetition? Ne'ar vinu, v'nichta vinu. The pasuk should just combine them, mix them together, and write it just once, as follows. Begin by describing food, and conclude by describing liquid, and just say one time yitma at the end. Mikolo oichel asher yo'achel, asher yovel of mayim. So that's tummy food, and then when it comes to liquid, v'chol mashke asher yishasa v'chol kli. So we have food and liquid, yitma. They're both tummy, and yitma of course means yitami, and they can be tummy other liquids as well. Trei yitma lamali. Why does the Torah repeat the word yitma twice? Apparently, this is a chiddush to set them apart. Ella yitma the resha. The word yitma in the resha of the pasuk by food. L'tama tumas mashkin. It's to teach us that the oichlan can be metame mashkin. Because, again, we can't be metame something which is so alike, so similar. It has to be something different. So the oichl will be metame mashkin. That's the yitma by the resha, by food. Yitma is safer. The second time yitma, when it comes to mashkin, l'tama tumas oichlan. That's coming to teach that the mashkin can be metame oichlan. So the oichl can be metame mashkin, the mashkin oichl. Okay, so we learn from here that certainly mashkin cannot be metame mashkin. The only thing it can do is be metame oichl. So oichlan, yeah, mashkin not. What about kalim? Can mashkin be metame kalim? Rabbi Yossi tells us no. Only with respect to be metame oichlan do we say it's menat Torah. But to be metame kalim, that it can't do menat Torah. So it's more why. Perhaps when the Torah says that mashkin yitma yitame, it also means to metame kelim. Says or no, you can't say that. Can't you derive that from a kavuchemer that mashkin can't do that? Umakli shemetame mashkin. Since we find that the kli, we're referring to this kli cheres, that the mashka is found inside that kli. And now the kli transferred tumah to the mashka. So uma kli shematame mashka. Since we find that the kli, which has the ability to metame the mashka, however, a matame kli, that very kli, which is a source of the tumah to this mashka, that kli in itself can't. It doesn't have the power to metame another kli. How do we know that? So Rashi says, we learn this later in the Gemara, because the Torah describes food that becomes tummy by falling into a kli, which indicates that only food can receive tumah from a kli, but a kli cannot receive tumah from another kli. Okay, that's to discuss in the Gemara later. That's a fact, that's a given. So if we find, since we find, that the kli that gave the tumah to this mashke, right, the mashke received its tumah from a kli. So the kli which gave the tumah to this mashke, that kli in itself doesn't have the power, the ability to tumah another kli. Certainly, mashkin. This very mashkin, which is deriving its tumah from a kli, it can't be better than its source. It can be more powerful than its root. Certainly, it's pashtut that the mashkin, which is coming from the kli, which doesn't have the ability to matame kli, that mashkin itself certainly can't go matame kli. So, as a result of this kavachomer, we prove that mashke cannot be metamekli. Says him, 1 second, depends which mashke. You're right. With respect to mashke, which receives its tumah from a kli, it can be stronger than a kli. However, let's say you have mashke, which got tumah from a sheretz. Perhaps that mashke can be metamekli. Ve'ema, perhaps we'll say, ki loy metama mashkin. When will mashke not be metamekli? That's only habon machmas kli. That's only when it's coming from a kli. Yeah, it can be stronger than its source. But if the mashkin receives the tumah from a sheretz, it's coming from a sheretz. So perhaps in this case, yeah, this mashkin is powerful enough to metame even a kli. How do you know that? Says Mar, mashkin habon machmas sheretz miksivi. You're working with a given, an assumption that mashkin can receive tumah from a sheretz. How do you know? Mik sivi, is there a pasuk to indicate that mashkin can receive tumah from a sheretz? Actually not. How do you know it? V'lav mekavachaymer ka'asi? Isn't that whole concept derived from a kavachaymer? And in that kavachaymer, there is a kli element which forms the basis of the kavachaymer. Let's see. Uma mashkin haboyin machmas kli. We're going to try to prove that mashkin can become tummy from a sheretz. So ma mashkin abo machmas kli. Since we find that mashkin, which came into contact with a kli that became tummy from a sheretz, mitamin, so they are tummy. Mashkin abo machmas sheretz lekoshke. So certainly, the mashkin that came into contact with the sheretz itself, direct to the source, certainly that mashke will be tummy. Will be tummy, will be metame. So again, Since we find in the pasuk that Mashkin that enters a klicheres, the airspace of a klicheres, will receive tumah from that klicheres, which received tumah from a sheretz. So if Mashkin can become tummy from the derivative of the sheretz, certainly if he goes directly to the sheretz, he'll become tummy. So now, once we have to base our kavachomer on the kli element, right? It's a factor in the kavachomer to prove that Mashkin can become tummy from a sheretz. Then we need to be similar to the kli. We apply a formula as follows: Dayoi, lovay min adin. Liya is kenida. The bomin hadin, the derivative, what you're trying to learn from the kal v'chaim, needs to be similar. It's equated to the nida, the source. The derivative can be more powerful and greater than the source. Daya ilava min hadin. You have to limit the derivative. Liya is kenida. You can't make it greater than the nida than the source. So if the entire mucker, the source of the tumah by mashkin when they touch a sheretz is from where? From this very kavachomer. That since the mashkin can come to me from a kli, which can come from a sheretz, certainly the mashkin can come to me direct from the sheretz. Since that kavachomer contains the element of kli in it, which forms the basis of this limud, to teach you that mashkin, which touches a sheretz, will become tummy. So this mashkin can't be greater, more powerful than the kli. So since a kli can't be metame kli, as we discussed earlier, certainly the mashkin can't be metame kli either. And that's how we prove that a mashkin, which is tame, cannot be metame a kli. Okay, so in conclusion, we discussed Rav Yosi Shita, who says that we learn from a pasuk, b'chol mashke, etc., b'chol kli yitma. We learn from there that mashkin are tame, are metame as well. How's that? The mashkin are tummy on their own la'atzman, because if it would only say tummy, we would already know that. The fact that the pasuk says yitma, that indicates that we're meant to read it as though it says yitame, it's metame others. What is it going to be metame? Oichlin, which is dissimilar to the mashkin. However, to be metame mashkin, that it can't do. And we had two approaches in the Gemara. The pasuk says yitma, and Rav Papa says, well, we know that one type of tumah can't be matama something else which is too similar to it. The more soon we'll discuss that we actually have two psukim, and one is going to teach us that when it became tumah from a kli, one from a sheretz, as we'll see soon in the Gemara. So at any rate, we have a pasuk. Ravina had another source, because the pasuk has the word yitma twice, which indicates that the mashkin cannot be matama mashkin. Okay, so we know that the mashkin cannot transmit tumah to other mashkin. What about the kelim? That also not. Why? So Mar says, well, it can't be. First, we learn from a kavachomer, because if the kli can't be metame kli, then certainly the mashkin can be metame kli, because the kli is a source of the tumah for the mashkin. And if that can't go to another kli, certainly the mashkin which derived this tumah from the kli can't transmit to another kli. The Mar concluded that it's irrelevant where the mashkin got its tumah from, whether from a kli or even from a sheretz, because the concept of tumah from a sheretz to mashkin is also connected, is also based on the fact that a kli is tumah, and therefore the mashkin here can't be more powerful than a kli, and just as a kli can't be metame kli, mashkin as well can't be metame kli. So that's Rav Yosi's halacha, that mashkin are metame oichlim natar. Now, the Gemara told us that, according to Rabbi Akiva, we apply the concept of yitma yitame to oichlin. And we had the pasuk, which began discussing tumas oichlin, and had the word yitma in it, yitma yitame. And the pasuk concluded, the sefer was with regards to tumas mashkin. There as well, the pasuk says yitma yitame. So the second part of the pasuk, with regards to mashkin, was Rav Yosi's source. Now we're going to go back to Rabbi Akiva, who dashes the first part of the pasuk by food, and there as well, the pasuk says the word yitma to indicate that food can be metame others. Now the Gemara is going to explore Rabbi Akiva's shit. Yitma dereisha hechidarish. So how does Rabbi Akiva apply the drasha with the word yitma, which is contained in the reisha, the first part of the pasuk, by food? explains the Gemara. The pasuk says mikol ochel asher yochel asher yavo alav mayim. So any food which can be eaten onto which water was dropped and got hoshel kabotuma. So what happens? Yitma. This food that came into contact with tuma, yitma. Doesn't say tame, it says yitma. What does that teach us? Yitame, that it can transmit tuma to others. So what do we learn from here? L'tame samashkin, that oichel, which is tame, can be metame what? Only liquids. We learned earlier, right? That oichel can be metame oichel, has to be something unlike itself. So it's only going to be metame mashkin. We'll explore, we'll go into it, figure out what is the source of this concept. Why does it have to be something different? You're maintaining that oichel can only metame other liquids, but not food. Or maybe perhaps elolatame is a kli. It can metame even a kli. So you tell me it can only metame mashkin. It can be metame oichel. It can be metame a kli. How do you know? Maybe oichel, which is tame, can be metame even a kli. Amris, you must say kavachimer. We'll learn it from a kavachimer that oichel can be metame kli. Uma mashkin she metame oichel. Since we find that even mashke, which can be metame oichel, as we learned earlier, ain't a metame kli, it still is limited in the respect that it can be metame kli, as we learned earlier as well. So although it has an advantage, mashke has an advantage, has a power that it can be metame oichel, it still is limited in the sense that it can be metame kli. Certainly oichel, food, which is a bit weaker, it seems to be weaker, she'ain metame oichel, which doesn't have the ability to metame oichel, because it's something similar, so it doesn't have that ability. So in that respect, it's weaker than mashke. Mashke can be metame oichel. He can't. Anyway, din shle metame kli. Certainly can be metame kli. If we find that mashke, despite its ability to metame oichel, it is limited in the sense that it can be metame kli. Certainly food which is weaker, and with respect that it can be metame oichel, of course it can be metame kli. So indeed, from here we learn that oichel, which is tame, although it's going to be metame mashkin, but it can be metame kli. Ha'mani mekayim yitma. So how are we going to apply the pasuk of yitma, which indicates that oichel can be metame, letame sam mashkin, strictly with regards to metame mashkin? That's the only option. It can be metame oichel because it's similar to itself. It can be metame kli, as we just learned from a kavuchaymer. Only he left is mashkin. So indeed, we learn from this pasuk that food which is tame yitma yitame what mashkin. And the Gemara adds one more element. Why is mashkin unique? Why can oichel be metame mashkin? Because mashkin is more susceptible to tumah. Shehein alulin lekabel tumah. They have a higher level, higher degree of susceptibility, and therefore the oichel can be metame. Says, well, what do I have to come on to this point? How do I know oichel metame mashkin? Because what else can be metame? You ran out of options. It can be metame oichel. It can be metame kli. All he left is mashkin. So why do you need this additional reason? My area, what do you have to come on to the svara of mashkin, mishum dalulin kavatuma, because it's liable to be kavatuma? Typically, mishum dalek bidachrina. Very simple. It's pretty obvious that oichel can be metame mashkin because there's nothing else to be metame. You've ruled out food, you've ruled out kalim, all he left is mashkin. Okay, come on, this is what the Gemara means to say. You're right, there's only one option, but maybe... maybe we can question your way of thinking. You've told me that oichel can't be metame kli. Why? Because since we find mashkin, despite its superiority, because it has the ability to metame oichel, it still can't be metame kli. Certainly, oichel, which is limited because it can't be metame oichel, of course it can't be metame kli. Let's challenge that kavachomer and perhaps conclude that, yeah, food is actually better than mashke, and although mashke can be metame kli, but maybe oichel can. V'chitema, perhaps you'll propose, you'll contemplate, and you'll say, oichel chomer. Food is actually more powerful than mashke. You know why? The metame mashke. Because food can be metame mashke. That's something which mashke can't do. So perhaps food is more chomer, more powerful, and therefore it's metame kli. Let's conclude that, yeah, although mashke can be metame kli, but oichel perhaps, which is more powerful, can be metame kli. Now, just stop for a second. We're in Peretz. Ask, what do you mean? Oichel is superior to Mashka because it can metame Mashka, which is something Mashka can't do. But it's the same in the reverse. Mashka can be metame Oichel, which is something Oichel can't do. So what does the Gemara mean that Oichel is chomer than Mashka because it can metame Mashka? So here in Paris, the Gemara means to say that although Mashka can be metame Oichel, which is something Oichel can't do, but it can't directly do it. First, the Oichel has to become huchshar, susceptible to tumah. So it's a two-phase process, as opposed to Oichel, which can be metame Mashka outright. Mashka doesn't need hechshar. So we find a chumra, a maila that Oichel has over Mashka. So perhaps it has the maila as well, that it can metame kli. V'chitem Oichel chumr, the metame Mashkin, nitzmaila kli. So Oichel, which is superior to Mashkin, because it can be metame Mashkin, something Mashkin can't do, perhaps that will lend to its ability to metame kli. Says the Gemara, no, that's an advantage. The fact that Oichel can metame Mashka, that's not a chumra for the Oichel. How chumra the Mashkinu? That's an advantage with regards to the Mashkin. Mishun the Mashkin alulun lekabel tumah, because Mashkin are more susceptible to tumah. What do you mean it's more susceptible? Shemekabel tumah shlebehechshar, because it can become tumah outright. It doesn't need to be prepared. The water doesn't need to get wet before it becomes tumah. So that's why the food can be metame the Mashkin outright. It's a weakness or a power. It's an element, a feature within the Mashkin. But it doesn't denote superiority within the Oichel. Okay. So therefore your rationale for applying the Tumas Kli by Oichel, you're saying, well, Oichel is superior because of metame Mashkin, so give it the Tumas Kli as well. No, it's not a superiority within the Oichel, and therefore we conclude that Oichel cannot be Matame Kelim. So conclusion, Oichel, which is Tame, can be Matame Mashke, which is dissimilar to it, but not Oichel, nor Kli. So we discuss with Kiva Shita, who learns from the Pasim, Kala Oichel, Shei Oichel, etc. The Pasim concludes, Yitma, we learn from here that Oichel is Tame and can be Matame. So in it itself is Tame, that would be learned even if the Pasim would just say Tame. Why does the Pasim say Yitma? To teach us that the Oichel can transmit Tumah to others. To Mashkin, but not to Oichel. Why? Because the Pasuk says Yitma, we're going to learn soon, Yitma actually denotes a limitation. It can only be Tameh and be Metameh, something which is dissimilar to itself, but not to something which is similar to itself. We're going to see soon in the Gemara. And finally, regarding Kelim, why can't Oichel be Metameh Kelim? We're going to tell from a Kavah Chaymeh, from Mashkin, since we find that although Mashkin can be Metame Oichel, it has that Maila, still it can't be Metame Kli. Certainly Oichel, which can't be Metame Oichel, of course it can't be Metame Kli. Okay, so there's one more thing to figure out. We speak with certainty that Oichel can't be Metame Oichel, and Mashke can't be Metame Mashke. How do we know that? Says the Gemara, we actually learn it from that same word, Yitma. Says the Gemara, Yitma, the word Yitma is coming to teach us, Dein Oisa, that one food can't be metame another food. One mashka can be metame another mashka. You can't be metame something which is similar to yourself. How is that learned from the word yitma? Let's see Rashi. Rashi here is about two lines down from where we're holding in the Gemara. Beginning with the word yitma. Dein oisa kayoitzeba. Kaloyma. Means to say like this. Hasha dar shinan yitma. Yitame. Now that we made a drasha, that yitma means yitame, and the pasuk twice cited the word yitma to teach us that the oichel is matame, the mashka is yitame. Question is, why don't we just read it yitame? Why the karina betavai yitma? Why do we read them both as yitma? If it's yitame, why don't we just read it yitame? Lilametcha mit. It's coming to teach you a limitation. Yitma says, remain tame. You can't transmit to others. So although you really can transmit, because Yitame is teaching us that you can give over to others, but the fact that we read it Yitma indicates a limitation to that ability. The Ein Matame Kayotzeba, it can't be Matame something which is similar to it, similar in nature. Keep going, Oichel, Oichel. Food can't be Matame another food. Umashka, Mashka, one Mashka, another Mashka. So this is learned from the word Yitma, that the transmission of Tumah is limited. You can only transmit to something which is dissimilar to yourself. oichel can be metame a mashke can be metame oichel, but not something which is similar in nature to yourself. Says the Gemara, meyocha nafka. This is learned from this pasuk. Meyasam nafka. Isn't that learned from the other pasuk? Vechiyutan mayim al zera, venafal nivlasam alav tameyu. So if water reaches the seeds and then an avela, a sheretz falls on the food there, it becomes tamei. Why does it say tamei? Who? We learn a drasha. Who tamei? This in itself is tamei. Vein oisa tuma koyetsa. But it can't transfer tuma to something which is similar to it, similar in nature. Food can't transfer to another food. So we know it from that pasuk. Why do we need the pasuk of yitma to teach us the same thing? Chadu mashken abon machmas sheretz. This most recent pasuk describing the nevela falling on the zera is speaking about something which became tamei on account of a sheretz. So let's say liquid which came into contact with a sheretz. V'chadu mashken habor machmas kli. And the other pasuk of Yitma is speaking about liquids which became tamei on account of touching a kli, which was a rishon tuma. And in both accounts, the Torah has to go limited and say, well, you can only transmit tuma to something which is dissimilar to yourself. Utsrichi, why is the pasuk have to speak about both cases? It comes from a kli, it comes from a sheretz. What difference does it make? Di'ashminim v'mashken habor machmas kli. The Torah only informs us with regards to liquids which are coming from the tuma, from coming from a kli. I would say, yeah, over there it's limited because the tumor is not so powerful. Let's remember the sheretz is an avatum, but the kli which got the tumor from the sheretz is no longer an av, it's just a rishon. And now when the mashkin got tumor from the kli, so the mashkin only a shady, so it's not so severe, not so chomer. Perhaps that type of mashkin is limited in its ability to transmit. Avo v'mashkin, abo machmas sheretz, dechamiri. However, mashkin which are coming from a tumor sheretz, so the mashkin touched the sheretz, now the mashkin, which touched an av, are themselves a rishon l'tumah. That's a powerful tumah. Eimah, perhaps I would say, oy, tumah ke yitzba, that the tumah can go ahead and create something similar to itself. So the mashkin can be metamei on the mashkin, because it's so powerful. That's why there's a need for two psukim, for both situations. Then in both cases, no. Whether it's the liquid, or as Mefarshim say, liquid and food really are the same halacha, that you're limited, you can't be metamei something which is similar to yourself. Says the Gemara, 1 second. V'lishma'inon, mashkin aboy machmas sheretz. Why can't the Torah simply say, yeah, the most severe, powerful form of tumah is limited. The mashkin that come from a sheretz cannot be metamei another mashkin. So once we've stated that, we already know the other thing. V'koshkin mashkin aboy machmas kli. And of course, the lower form of tumah contained in the mashkin coming from a kli is certainly limited in its ability. So why discuss both? Once you discuss the more severe, which is limited, of course, the more lenient one is limited. Milsa, the asa b'kal v'chomer, sometimes something which can be derived from a kal v'chomer, such as in this case, torach b'kasa l'kora, Torah expends effort to go ahead and express it and explain it clearly. Imre Emes says, to teach us that a person shouldn't rely on his own wisdom, his own seichel, so although you can derive from kal v'chomer, sometimes the Torah periodically sends you that message. No, I want to write it in the pasuk to teach you, don't just rely on your wisdom, which is limited. Okay. So in any case, we have a mocker that oichel cannot be matami oichel. Mashke cannot be matami mashke. We actually have two psukim. One is for the oichel or mashke, which got a tumma from a sheretz. Even though it's so powerful and so tummy, it's limited. And likewise, when it got tumma from a kli, it is limited. Amalei ravina l'ravashi. Let's go back to the beginning of the sugya. Rav Yossi tells us that mashke can be metame oichel, because the pasuk by mashke says yitma, and Rav Yossi is in line with his Rebbe, Rav Akiva, that yitma is read as though it would say yitame, so the mashke can be metame the oichel. Is that so? That Rav Yossi follows Rav Akiva's shita? Just as we find Rav Akiva applies that formula when it comes to food, right? That the Torah says the food is tame yitma, yitma means yitame. Rav Yossi applies the same formula to Mashkin. Is that so? Amar Ravina Ravashi. Ravina asked Ravashi the following question. Let's go back to the beginning of the sugya. Rav Yossi says, Mashkin can be matame other things, can be matame oichlen, because, as the Gemara says, Rav Yossi is following the footsteps of his Rebbe, Rav Akiva, that Yitma is to be read Yitame. So the Mashkin, where the word Yitma is cited, can go ahead and transmit Tumah to other things. How can you say that Rav Yossi is following Rav Akiva? V'amar Rav, didn't Rav tell us? Why? Rabbi Yossi Savar Kebekiva. Rabbi Yossi does not agree with this drasha of Rabbi Akiva. V'loy Rabbi Akiva sover k'Rabbi Yosi. And likewise, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of the limud of Rabbi Yosi, as the next Gemara will discuss. So apparently, Rabbi Yosi doesn't concur with Rabbi Akiva. Amar lei, so Rabbi Ashi responded, you're right. It's not Rabbi Yosi's own opinion. When Rabbi Yosi says that mashkin can be metame, it's his Rabbi's opinion. Rabbi Yosi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Amar. He was merely citing his Rebbe's opinion. But he himself, himself doesn't hold of this halacha. He doesn't hold that mashkin can be metame others because he doesn't hold the halacha of the drasha of Yitma Yitame. Okay, time for Rav Chazar of today's daf. We began with Rabbi Yehuda, where although we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds, seems to hold, that mashkin can be metame kelim and oichlum, but we do find that Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer. He reverted. He no longer holds that kelim can receive tumah from mashkin and atura. However, when it comes to mashkin transmitting to other foods, perhaps he still maintains that it can do so in atura. Although we find the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda tells us the para ingested the water from the para duma, the para is still tar. Why doesn't the water transmit tumah to the para, to the animal who swallowed it? Well, it gives two approaches. Either it does. Rabbi Yehuda merely means that the paraduma water ingested inside this animal doesn't have the more stringent form of tumah, the ava tumah, because no longer roi lazah, but a simple form of tumah, certainly it has. And it will make the basar tummy. Or according to Rav Ashi, since this water in there is completely suruach, it's spoiled and unsuitable, unfit for drinking, in that case, it's totally free of any tumah. We proceeded with Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon hold that mashkin can go ahead and be matame oichlin. And Rav tells us that Rabbi Yosi is citing the shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, who says that the word yitma is meant to be read yitame. So when the pasuk speaks about the mashke in the kli yitma, it's coming to teach us not only is the mashke itself going to receive tuma, for that the pasuk could have just said tame. Why does it say yitma? Apparently it's teaching that the mashke can be matame other oichlin. Yitma is yitame, but not other mashke, because we read it yitma, which denotes a limitation. And that's coming to teach in a case where the mashkin was tamei on account of a kli. So that mashkin is limited and can't be metamei other mashkin. From the pasuk who tamei, we learn that even mashkin which received the tumah from a sheretz, a higher form of tumah, is also limited in its ability. It can only be metamei oichlum, but not something which is similar to itself, like mashkin. And finally, the mashkin can't be metamei kli, and that's learned from a kal v'chomer. Since a kli can't be metamei kli, and certainly mashkin can't be metamei kli, the only thing that mashkin could be metamei is Eichel.